I'm good when you are.
Okay. Dominic Cinnone, Vice Chair, present. Tony Choate.
Present.
Bonnie Johnson.
Bonnie's here.
Kurt Oda.
Present.
Reed Stringham.
Here.
Chad Woolley. Chad Woolley. Lieutenant Ken Jones.
Present.
And Clay Carlos is absent. I didn't hear that. Does that give us a quorum, Steve?
It does, yeah.
Okay. Okay, do we want to do a roll call for the audience that's present?
Yes, please.
How are we going to do that without it being too confusing?
So that's the hard part. We'll have people call out their names, and I will write them down and then respond with who I got. And then we'll see if we can narrow
it. I have a little bit of suggestion.
Let's hear it.
Those people that are connected, and then they said you're the 16th person they connected. So how about we go from 1 to, and then when your number comes up, then, you know, then it's your turn.
That's a great idea.
Love it.
I want to start from, I was the 20th, I know that. So do you want to start from the 20th and work our way forward, or start from 1 and work our way backward?
Doesn't matter to me.
Let's start from 1, because I'm number 16.
Okay.
Which is weird, because I also got number 20.
Maybe I was 21 then. Okay, well, let's start with 1.
It's number 1.
Maybe not everyone heard those numbers.
There could be.
Dominic, why don't we just have everyone send you an email if they're present?
Oh, for
heck's sake.
They'll take a lot of time.
They can send them to me.
Everybody on the phone who is here,
Dominic,
send Steve Duke an email saying you're there.
The Delbon Company, and then the ones that are present can say present.
Why don't you just go off the list?
Your signature on that line right there.
Dominic, read off the list of Belbon companies and have them confirm if they're here. We're going to be here all afternoon.
There we go. I
that's a good call, too.
I agree, too.
Lovely. Thanks.
Okay, I'm going to start at the top. 007 Bonds. One Got Bail, LLC.
But this is a license when you take it out.
This is the burst out bail bond. Okay, so that's it. So Gordon is present?
Yes.
Second Chance Bail Bond.
Present.
You got to say your name.
Second Chance, present.
Say the name of the...
Thank you. Have a good day.
Triple A bail bond.
Present, Wayne Carlos.
Thank you. Double A Rocky Mountain bail bond.
Gerald Ponder, Triple A Rocky Mountain bail bond.
A Sportsman bail bonds. All out bail bond.
Steve Brown, all out bail bond.
Thank you.
Did you hear me?
Aladdin bail bond.
All right.
Officer present.
Available bail bond.
Ian White, Quinn Smith.
Natalie Smith, D&D, available bail bonds as well.
Thank you. B&B bail bonds.
Henry Sandra, BB bail bonds. Present.
Bad Boys, Bell Bond.
Yeah, this is Larry Collette, Bell Bond, present.
Hey, did you skip Bell Bond? Bell Bond?
Hey, we need people to mute their phones. We can't hear anything because people don't have their phones on.
Hey, did you skip 8 Bell Bonds?
Which number or which Bell Bond company?
8.
I don't even have that on the list.
It may be toward the bottom of that list.
Dominic, this is Tracy. I'm guessing that they just were not added. They should be on the completed the renewal process list.
Okay, 8 Bell Bonds.
Robert May, present.
Okay. Beehive Bell Bonds. Bonds R Us.
Allie with Bail Bonds, with Bonds R Us.
Breaking Bad Bail Bonds. Cedar Post Bail Bonds. Dewey's Bail Bonds, Dominic Sinoni present. Freedom Bail Bonds.
Daniel Hart present.
Gordon's Bail Bonds.
Gordon Wright present.
Granite Bail Bonds. Ian Mike's Bail Bonds. Lucky Bail Bonds.
Ron Flannery present, and this is hilarious.
Steve's Bail Bonds.
Steve's Bail Bonds, Clyde Stevens here.
Thank you. Uinta Basin Bail Bonds.
Uinta Basin Bail Bonds, Patty Reed.
Utah Bail Bonds.
Gordon Wright present.
He's amazing. Extreme Bail Bonds. Massey's Bail Bonds.
Joshua Massey with Massey's Bail Bonds. And Flannery, that's an understatement.
Appus Bail Bonds.
Yep, Appus, loud and clear.
Price Bail Bonding.
Bert Christensen.
I'm assuming I don't have to read the next three. Or do I, Tracy?
Well, did you read Extreme in Utah?
Yes.
Okay, if you've read all of them, then yeah, the three that needed to attend this meeting are all on the phone, and then the other three were recommending not to renew, so you can decide if you need to have them here or not.
Okay.
Tracy, did you get me Fast and Furious Bail Bonds?
Not yet.
I can hear you, Kathleen.
Now have you.
Okay, I just wanted to know if you knew that I was here too.
Okay, Busy Bee Bail Bonds.
Who?
Busy Bee Bail Bonds. A1 Bail Bonds. And Fast and Furious, can you say your name again, please?
Yes, Kathleen Morgan and Richard L. Beard.
Thank you. Anyone else on the line that is here that I did not call?
Danny Schoenfeld from the insurance department.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Commissioner Kaiser is here as well.
Thank you.
Harry Gavin.
Okay, one more time.
Harry Gavin, Attorney General's office.
Thanks, Terry.
And Chad Woolley, board member at AG's office.
And Chad Woolley's now with us. Great. Is that everyone? Okay, I apologize for that painful roll call, but that's what we're dealing with today. Does anyone have a chance to take a look at the minutes from April 8th?
I have. I move that they be approved.
Do we have a second for that motion?
I second that.
Identify the point. Can you please identify who motioned and who seconded, please?
Perfect.
Ken Jones motion.
Tony Choate second.
Okay, we don't have an executive session. We are moving to general session.
Are you going to vote
summary
to approve
reports.
The minutes?
I'm sorry. All in favor of approving the minutes from April 8th?
Aye.
Dominic Simone, aye.
Aye.
Chad Woolley, aye. Perdota, aye.
Bonnie Johnson, aye.
Robert May, aye.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Adoption minutes are approved. Danny, we have quarterly accounting, bail bond administration accounts.
Thank you. So for the third quarter, we spent approximately $482.92. For the year, we spent a total of $6,023.08. Most of that was in the personnel expenses for staff-related expenses. That was about $5,500. We had an in-state expense or travel reimbursement of $98 and current expense, which were lunches and other miscellaneous expenses, for $401 for a total of $6,023 for the year. And the cumulative balance that we carried forward into this new fiscal year was $35,226.26. And that concludes my report.
Any questions on the accounting? Okay, new business, annual bail bond renewals. Tracy.
Okay, thank you. So we have forwarded you a PDF document that shows the companies that we believe have completed the renewal process based on what was required in the statute. So we are looking for the board to recommend the list that has from 007 bonds down to extreme bail bonds. They have all satisfied. So we would look for recommendations to renew those agencies. We would also
be requiring a motion or just a recommend.
That I'm not 100% sure of. I'll let Reed weigh in on what the board needs to do to satisfy the requirement. The three that are listed, Massey's, Pappas, and Price, 8th bail bond should also be in that list. They had not attended a meeting during this last year, and so their participation in this meeting will be counted towards the renewal. And we'll talk a little bit more about this with the code change that we're recommending. And so I would also ask that you recommend that Massey's, Pappas, Price, and 8 bail bonds also renew. So those are the renewals that we're asking for your recommendation. A1, Busy Bee, and Fast and the Furious did not submit the required documentation that's in the statute, and we recommend that they do not renew. So, Reed, I'm not sure what action the board has to take next. Can you assist?
Sure. The statute says that the board recommends to the commissioner license renewals. So the vote will be, does the board recommend renewal of the agencies identified?
Okay, so that being said, does anyone on the board have any issues with recommending 007 through Price bonding?
Question, so what would be required of the bottom three that's not being recommended? What would be the need for them in order to get reinstated or what? Where are we on that?
They're going to need to seek reinstatement of the license, and they can do that
as soon as the license expires on the 14th.
And is there a time limit to do that?
I believe they have a year, up to a year, to reinstate.
But in the meantime, until they get reinstated, they cannot conduct any business, correct?
Well, they can until their licenses expire at 12:01 a.m. on the 14th.
No, but after the expiration for 1 year, if they don't reinstate for 1 year, they cannot conduct any business for that period.
Right. If they may reinstate, but they only have a year to reinstate. If they don't do it within that time period, they're going to have to reapply for an initial license.
Okay. I believe that someone from the Fast and Furious is in the meeting here.
Yes, I am. I did all my requirements. I renewed and. I also sent the power from the surety company so that Tracy would have to, the office would have to sign for it. I'm sure it's there already. And I'm at the meeting. What are you talking about, other requirements?
So the statute requires that you fill out a renewal application and that you attend.
I did.
And you paid.
I did, and I paid for it.
Okay.
I did it 30 days ago.
So the applications were required. We sent bulletins out and asked that the applications be submitted to our email box, which is PC Forms. When it looks like Fast and the Furious paid the fee on July 12th.
Yes.
We attended a meeting back last August, but we have not received the application and we have not received the power. I did send a reminder email out to you.
I did a certified letter with the power in it. So it has to be signed. I have the certified receipt right here. So I don't know what what application are you talking about, Tracy? Because I did the application and it asked you all the questions and everything, and then I renewed my license. I don't know what else. It's the same thing I've done every year.
So, ma'am.
So that's the.
Go ahead. Just let me clarify, Tracy. So the email from the insurance department clearly stated that all applications needed to be emailed this year and not hard copies. So if that wasn't done, I think that's probably the issue.
And the application, Kathleen, that you're speaking about is questions and answers that are asked through the CIRCON system when you go in to pay.
Right.
That is not the application. The application that we are asking for was developed year before last, and it's a Word doc. It's on our website, and it asks different questions. And so that's the application that we did not receive.
And where do I go to do that so that I can get it in before the 14th?
This might be better if I can help you after the meeting. Can I
all right.
help you and we'll walk through what needs to happen.
So that's all that's required of me? I've done everything else but that?
Well, you need to fill out the application and we need to locate your power. So that's
okay.
I'll work with you. We'll figure
all right.
that out.
Yeah, I have the receipt for the certified mail.
Okay, I need you to email that to me.
I will, okay.
Okay. But
it sounds like it's an easy enough solution, just it needs to be done in the manner that the insurance department wants it.
Okay, so as long as I get it done before Friday, then I won't lose my license?
So let me call you after this meeting and
okay.
we'll walk
okay.
through what's going to happen.
All right, Tracy.
Okay.
Based on what?
Yes.
This is Kurt Oda. This is Bert Christensen, Price Bail Bonding.
Uh huh.
Okay. My understanding for price bail bonding, I just need to do this meeting and then my bond is renewed. Is that correct?
Right. Well, we're waiting for the board to do their recommendations on the on all of the bail agencies except for the three at the bottom. I will work with Kathleen after the meeting to get to help her get through the process, but I'm waiting for the board to recommend that. Yes.
Okay, so let me clarify one quick thing before we make a motion for recommendation. So the three that are in question that must attend meeting, Massey's, Pappas, and Price. The only reason that there's a question is because they didn't attend a meeting in the calendar year. Is that correct?
Correct. But,
whoever has the dog, please mute.
That is correct. And so now that they have attended the meeting, we can recommend them to renew as well.
Okay. So
this is Kurt Oda. With that, I make a motion to recommend a renewal for all of the agencies above the bottom three, from 007 all the way down through Price, and conditionally for Fast and Furious if they get everything done by close of business tomorrow.
Okay.
Can we include APE on that list too, because they're not on the list that I'm looking at?
Ape, you have to work that out with Tracy, because Ape wasn't on there either. So.
Right, so Ape was just not put on the list as an oversight. So Ape, because okay. They've attended
so
the meeting.
Ape is included in Kurt's motion.
Yes, but unless, okay. But with Kathleen, if you'll leave Kathleen out of the recommendation, I will work with Kathleen, but they did not satisfy because they didn't fill out the proper application. So her license
right, but that's
will
why, but that's,
down.
But Tracy, that's why I'm making it conditional for them that everything be done by tomorrow close of business.
But that isn't how the code states. So,
but it doesn't say you can't do that either.
No, Kurt, the code says that you need to have your application in by July 15th. And if you don't, then your option is to reinstate. And it looks like Fast and Furious's option is to reinstate on the 14th. That's the way the code reads, and that's the way we're going to treat it. I don't think it would be appropriate to include Fast and Furious in the motion.
So what you're saying is once they get everything completed, it's not a recommendation from the board. It's just a reinstatement by the office.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fine with that as long as they get the opportunity to get that done.
Yeah, and the law allows for that, so there's no problem.
Okay.
And it sounds like Tracy's going to be on top of it.
Then I will clarify the motion to approve recommend approval for all but the bottom three.
Pappas Bail Bonds just recently renewed as well as the qualifying power of attorney, and you're telling me what?
Well, Pappas, you're fine. You just need to attend this meeting. That you're on that must attend the meeting list.
The only issue for Pappas was that they didn't attend a meeting in the calendar year, and in this particular meeting with your presence is satisfying that requirement.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Is that the same thing as bail bonding?
Correct.
Yes. Massey, Pappas, Price, and Ace
are all here and present, which satisfies their requirement for attendance.
Okay, good.
Which also puts you back in the good graces of the insurance department, which means that we can recommend that your license be renewed.
Okay, thank you.
Bert, one more time.
Okay, the motion is to recommend approval for renewal all of the agencies listed except for the bottom three, A1, Busy B, and Fast and Furious at this time.
Does that include ACE?
Yes, we already said that.
Just making a record.
I second the motion.
Well, then you've got it in your record about three or four times now.
Dominic Sinoni seconds the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, renewals are done.
Thank you.
Fast and Furious, just make sure you get with Tracy after the meeting and to get that matter handled.
Yes, I will.
Okay, moving on to Reed's proposed amendments. Or attending meetings, I do believe, correct?
That's correct. Everybody hopefully got the half-page sheet that we sent out with the notice of this meeting. I think it's fairly straightforward. We're clarifying the time period in which the person needs to attend the meeting. Before it said you have to attend it during each year, but it didn't say when you start measuring that year. And so now we've said that you have to attend, or this is the proposal that we're submitting, you have to attend during the year prior to the time that your application is due. So in other words, you can attend at any time between July 15th of the prior year and the date on which your application is due, which is July 15th. Instead of the other change that I made is, or that the department is making, is the statute says the agency has to require that a principal of the agency attend. We're going to change that to simply require that someone from the agency affirm that a principal attended, and they'll be able to do that affirmation in the application that they submit next year. Any questions about that?
Kind of, if you wouldn't mind, Reed, just kind of redefine that last part of it.
Oh, sure. Okay. Right now, you know, we're having to keep roll, who's there and that kind of thing. And as you can tell with these other people, it's kind of been confusing and a problem. So what we're going to do instead is have, when somebody fills out an application, one of the things they're going to do is say, I certify that a principal of this agency attended at least one meeting during the prior year.
And then it's up to the insurance department to ratify that, basically, correct?
We'll probably do spot checks on that, but we assume you'll all be honest and trustworthy, and if you didn't attend, you won't be able to affirm that.
Got it.
So, are you going to put that little statement onto the application? We affirm that a principal attended at least one board meeting, so and so, whoever.
Exactly. So we're trying to make it as easy as possible.
Can I make a suggestion? Why don't we just do away with this requirement to attend meetings? We didn't used to have it.
Yeah, what is the purpose of that anyway?
What is the purpose? Yeah, what's the purpose of it?
I said I could stop.
Does anybody know the history of that requirement?
I mean, I don't know the history of it, but I think that it's imperative for agencies to know what's going on within the industry, and these meetings are paramount to that. Gordon, you've been on the board before. You should understand that it's important for agencies to know what's going on so they're not breaking the rules.
Well, if there's an issue that comes up, and like renewing our licenses, we can attend on our own. I'm not that I wouldn't attend. All I'm saying is making it a requirement.
I think it's a better option than having continual education, if that makes sense.
But we didn't have continual education, or we didn't have attending the bond
requirement. Correct, but this is the better of the two.
I know, but we used to not have either, is what I'm saying.
We used to not have any regulation at all, and that was a major issue as well.
It's only the attending the meetings and the continuing education is something that came up when I was on the board, and I didn't vote for that. So all I'm saying is maybe I'm out in left field, but I don't see what usefulness this requirement has. And it seems that people can lose their license if they forget to attend a meeting. And that just seems, I don't think that's very fair. But you've got a lot of people that are on this meeting right now that had to attend this meeting that otherwise wouldn't attend it. Nothing is really being talked about. And if it is being talked about, there's places that we can find it. And if we need to attend a meeting, that's great. But being forced to attend a meeting, I don't think is the proper way. But again, that's just my opinion.
I agree.
Especially when you have principal owners that drive from St. George just for a meeting.
Joshua Massey, Massey's Bail Bonds, I would agree.
Uinta Basin Bail Bonds, I agree.
I think that's a discussion we can have for maybe in the next meeting and really vet that through.
I think that's a good idea. Steve, will you be sure to put that on the agenda for next meeting, please?
Yes, sir.
That way it gives us 3 months to really think through it. Everybody can think through it and come up with ideas, or if there's alternatives, or if we even need to just get rid of it, whatever. But it needs to be discussed. Since that's not technically an issue that's on the agenda, we can't take any action on it today.
Good point.
Okay, does everyone understand Reed's definition of the proposed amendment change?
Yes.
Except for Gordon, I guess.
Will you please restate it clearly and succinctly for us all?
Sure. There are two changes that are being proposed in this statute. The first one concerns, they both concern attending the meeting. The first change specifies when the one-year period starts and ends for attending the meeting. So they have to attend during the year before the license renewal deadline, which is July 15th. The second change is really it's a change in how we prove that somebody attended a meeting. Right now, the way we do it is look back over rolls and minutes. And the change we're proposing is to have somebody certify in their annual application that they attended at least one board meeting during the prior year. So it's those two changes.
All right. Anyone understand that? So does the board need to motion to approve that or a recommendation or not?
Yeah. You want me to confirm the document?
We're good. I just wanted to be transparent with the board and with the industry and let you folks know the direction we're heading, and we wanted to make sure that, give you an opportunity to express your concerns if you had any. Hopefully you'll see this like we do, that it's an improvement. It's going to make it much easier and much clearer for everyone to be able to comply.
And then we'll discuss if there's outlying issues with an agenda at the next meeting.
Yeah, about having a requirement to attend at all.
With board of concern. Okay. Okay, moving on to old business. Tracy, we have a PNC flow chart.
We do. So I wanted to make sure that you guys knew who the members of my team are. I'll go through them really fast. So Megan Broshinsky is our CSR. She answers all incoming phone calls unless she's already on the phone, and then it could bounce to one of the other team members. If you have any questions, Megan will be your first touch. If she can't answer your questions, she'll get you to one of our other team members that can help you. Kelly Christensen, Anna Timothy, Kyle Becker, Nicole Sherrod, and are all market conduct examiners. So they have all been working with Bell. All of them can assist you. Adam Martin is also a market conduct examiner, but he is specific to the title industry only. And then most of you have worked with Kathy Stadahar in the past. She's our rate and forms analyst, and she handles all of your filing. So I just wanted to give you something that's written down. You've got the phone number, so if you have any questions, you'll know who you're going to talk to. That's the end of my presentation.
Really quick, Trey, the insurance department website isn't the most friendly as far as getting into contact with anybody, minus the main number.
Uh-huh.
So is it possible to get an email and direct phone number list of these people on this list, or just call that main number and go from there?
So if you dial 801-538-3035, you will get right into the PNC division. If Megan's on the phone, you will go to one of our other team members.
Cool.
So that is direct to the PNC. So you'll get right in there. We do have a couple of email addresses, and I can give those to you right now if you'd like. The first one will go into the property and casualty division, and Megan handles that. She everything that's received, she funnels out to where it belongs. So that's prop-cas@utah.gov.
Wonderful.
Will you please repeat that email?
Yes. It's prop, P-R-O-P, hyphen, cash, C-A-S, @utah.gov. And Utah's spelled out.
What was the phone number you said to call?
801-538-3035.
Any other questions for old business? Okay, moving on to other business. Annual board member training, Perry Bablis. This should be interesting.
This should be interesting? What do you mean? Okay, so this is our annual, the legislature has mandated that every board under state government must have Open and Public Meetings Act training. And I believe Steve provided you with a little three-page sheet. Steve, right? And so to satisfy the requirement, we will just briefly go through this. I need to we need to conduct the one order of business. So Clay, as the chair of this body, signed a document indicating that this meeting could be held public electronically and without an anchor location. And I believe Clay signed that document, returned it to Steve, but we need to make that part of the record. So this will kind of go back with the training, but the legislature just enacted Utah Code Section 52-4-207, subsection 4, that states that the chair of the board may determine that a meeting be held electronically without an anchor location if there is a substantial risk to the health and safety of those who may be present at the anchor location. So Clay made that determination based on the current COVID-19 pandemic. That determination needs to be made part of the records for this meeting. So, back to the training.
Do you need a motion?
No. Now, that's already been done.
Just needs to be on record, right?
Just needs to be on record.
I was going to make you renew.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought there was a question. Okay, so the Open and Public Meeting Act, the purpose of the Open and Public Meeting Act is to make sure that the business of the state of Utah is done in an open and transparent manner. And the Open and Public Meeting Act requires that notices of the meeting, so this board meeting, be made and must be made at least 24 hours prior to the meeting. And the notice must provide the date, time, place of the meeting. It must include an agenda with, you know, what topics will be discussed. So, like we had earlier, the fact that there was discussion about not liking the requirement of attending the board meeting, because that specific topic is not on the agenda, it can't be discussed and it can't be voted upon. It has to, the agenda has to state with specificity what issues the body will discuss. And so that's why it will be on the next meeting's agenda. So Steve Gooch takes care of most of this. The notice also has to be placed on the Utah Public Notice website and at the anchor location. And so the anchor location is kind of a hot topic.
Whoever's talking in the background needs to mute.
They were talking like they were
going to Skip, mute your phone.
So the if you look over on the left-hand side where it says Executive Order 2020-5, so Governor Herbert issued that executive order on March 18th, and it was in effect until June 30th, 2020. The legislature has now codified that executive order. It was in House Bill 5002. And that codifies basically what we went through with regards to the chair declaring this meeting to be held electronically without an anchor location because of a health or safety concern. So that that executive order, like I said, has now been codified. So and that is in 52-4-207. Subsection 4. Okay, we'll go down minutes and recording. So it's important, like today when we were taking the roll, all of that's very important so Steve can keep accurate minutes. He also records the meetings. Then there's the section on closed meetings. And this is actually an important topic. So a public body may hold a closed meeting only for certain purposes.
And a closed meeting would basically only be open to board members and maybe one or two insurance department personnel. But you can only go into a closed session if it is to discuss, and I'm just going to hit the ones that I think might pertain to the bail bond board, but a person's character, competence, or health. Now, that might come up when we're dealing with licensing issues, but it's only as to a person. And a person is an actual physical person, not a company. So if you're discussing a company, you can't go into closed session to discuss the company's character, competence, or health, only as an actual person.
That's an important kind of litigation.
Yes, that's the next topic. Pending or imminent litigation. So if it looks like the board or the department as it pertains to bail might be sued or is being sued or the department is suing, so we can go into a closed session to discuss pending or imminent litigation. And then really the rest, I don't believe would come into play. Well, an investigation of alleged criminal conduct might come into play for the bail bond board. But the others are, you know, deployment of security personnel, devices, or systems, purchase of real estate. So, as you can see, you can read through that list on your own, but I think those three that I've highlighted are most likely the ones to come into play for the bail bond board. Then we can also have emergency meetings. So the chair can decide that there's an emergency and call an emergency meeting. And if it's an emergency meeting, then we just don't have to provide the 24-hour notice. There's also the provision for electronic meetings, which the bail bond board does have bylaws that allow for electronic meetings. And now with the COVID pandemic, of course, that is happening more and more and is now more readily available to boards. And then there are penalties. It's a Class B misdemeanor if you knowingly or intentionally violate the closed meeting provision of the Open Meetings Act. So if you ever have questions on whether or not that's you can go into a closed session, please contact me or someone from the Attorney General's office, and we're happy to help you with that. And I think that those are the highlights. Feel free to read this document at your leisure, and if you have questions, please feel free to contact me.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Thanks, Terry. So now we are official?
For another year.
Okay.
Thanks, Perry.
Of course.
Okay, so next we have, looks like we need to elect a new chair and vice chair, is that an understanding?
Correct.
Please mute. Steve, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. So we'll need someone to nominate someone for chair and vice chair, and then we'll do a vote. Yes.
I nominate, Tony Choate nominates Clay as chair.
Ken Jones, I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Tony, or Clay Carlos is reelected as chair. We have a motion for vice chair.
Nominate Dominic.
Do we have a second?
Tony Choate seconds.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. I gladly accept. Dominic Cinone, vice chair for the next term. I have one, this is Dominic Cinone, I have one other issue that was on the agenda from last meeting, I do believe. Some documents were sent out to the board members that only two of them had came back, I do believe. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. As far as I know, we only have conflict of interest forms from Chad and from Ken.
Did you send those out to the board members again?
I sent them last time. Do you want me to do it again as well?
Yeah, because I've sent it to you twice, and apparently you've not gotten it. This is Kurt.
Okay, I can check that again, but yeah, I'll send it back out.
All right.
Wonderful. Any other business?
Move to adjourn. Trudeau.
Tony Choate seconds.
All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting is adjourned. Thanks for everyone for attending.
And next meeting is October 14th.
Correct.
Next meeting is October 14th, 2020. Most likely it will be the conference as well, I would assume.
Yeah.
Right. Hopefully not.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. Hey, thanks so much. Have the rest of a good week.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, Frank.